And welcome back now to our conversation with Sister Jane Herb, the Superintendent of Education for the Diocese of Albany. And this is Father Kevin Mullen, the President of Siena College, in conversation with Sister Jane today about Catholic education and particularly about the new initiative in the Diocese of Albany, A Covenant to Educate. Sister Jane, one of the features of all education today is technology and its impact. And, you know, you and I have moved from the world where slide rulers might have been our highest technology. Now that we're in with iPads and the whole host of all the technological information that we need, how is that playing a role in Catholic education today?
Absolutely. You know, and I think if you just walk into any of our schools, you'll see the technologies evident within the schools and see them being used. But we're certainly in a different world. We're talking about e-books now as opposed to those kids carrying the heavy backpacks. Our classrooms are equipped with smart boards, which are interactive whiteboards. Some of the best teaching I've seen is at the kindergarten level, and they have to show me, go show Sister Jane how to do this. And, you know, they'll do graphs. They'll take jelly beans and graph colors. So the smart board integration, we're looking at online classes because maybe our schools are small that we might not be able to offer some things. So we're looking at online classes. And the other piece that we're moving towards is the social media, and we have to be careful about doing that. But students are so used to this at home. How do we use this in a creative way so that we can get the interaction? So posting things. One of our history teachers has a Facebook page, and he posts the assignments on his Facebook page. The student thinks this is really cool because they can log on to the Facebook page, and they can submit their assignment by midnight. So it's all submitted electronically. So we have many of our teachers on the cutting edge, and it continues to be an area that we need to explore and of course, explore it responsibly with the students and help them learn the appropriate use of technology. We used to ban cell phones from classrooms. Now we might have to reconsider that to say, how can we use the technology with the students? Because they're so familiar with it in their lives.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that only intensifies as we move into the future. And it's good for people to know that this is a constant question in Catholic education is how to appropriately use technology and not let technology rule us. But that, as always, with anything that touches human beings, there's ethical dimensions here, and there's good ways of doing it, and there's, if you want, inappropriate ways. And I'm glad to hear that you're exploring that with folks because it does open up the whole process. And I think used correctly, you just see how this is just a tremendous support to people's educational process in their life. So it's good to see that is part of the whole enterprise here with the Covenant to Educate. One of the aspects I think many people value Catholic education for is the stress on Catholic identity. And certainly our schools are open to welcome people of other religious traditions and to incorporate them into the Catholic educational experience. But how this Catholic identity is more than just a religion class. And could you speak to this overall experience of Roman Catholic identity that we try to share with our students?
Sure. It's what I say, it's like the air we breathe when we walk into a Catholic school. Sometimes it's hard to measure, although we're going to develop some ways to measure that. But every teacher teaches from the Catholic perspective. You know, I've been in classes where students in the second or third grade are writing, and it's an English language arts class, but they're writing about the story of the nativity scene, so the nativity of with Jesus, and they're integrating that in everything that they're doing. Our students worship on a regular basis. Many of them are in parish communities, so our parish schools, it's not unusual to find a grade at a parish liturgy. You know, so you take the weekday liturgy of the parish, and the students from third grade may be attending one day and fourth grade the next. So they see that. And also helping the students plan prayer. Some of our high schools, I've been to different prayer services reflecting peace or reflecting social justice. But this is part and parcel of that, along with our service programs. The service programs in our schools are really integral to everything that we do. In fact, when I met with task force members, that's what the business community said. Sister, you have the service programs. You can emphasize service. And that becomes part and parcel when they're looking for future employees. They want people that are going to give back to the community. So all of our high schools have service programs. Our elementary schools, students in first grade are making cards for the folks that aren't able to get out for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Another example that came up is with the unfortunate recent happenings in Arizona and the shootings, you know, President Obama asked us one day at 11 o'clock to take a moment of silence. And I happened to be visiting a school, and I was with the principal at that time. And she excused herself, and I said, oh, yes, President Obama asked for a moment of silence. She said, no, sister, we're in a Catholic school. We pray. So she got on the PA, and she said, you know, President Obama asked us to observe a moment of silence, but we're in a Catholic school. We can pray. And so she offered a prayer, certainly for the victims and for forgiveness. But that made me very proud to be associated with a Catholic school, because this principal really spoke to who we really are. We are about a God-centered life where every child is valued for what God wants him or her to be.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. And that kind of experience, that's the opportunity that Catholic education does provide, and one of its real strengths. I love the fact that the faith tradition is integrated throughout all aspects of the educational process. Your image of the air we breathe is really the correct one. I mean, it imbues the whole process. It's in the fabric of what we try to do. And I think this is why students who graduate and take advantage of this have a deep sense of who they are as Roman Catholics. I also know, and this is just a little private pitch to folks out there, that the partnership between families and parents to reinforce those values is essential. And so both within the home and within the parish communities, that I've seen it where faith really comes alive when you have the school working in conjunction with the parents at home and working together in the parish, and we're all working together. Sadly, that's not everyone's experience, and it's an encouragement to folks. You can really intensify the whole experience of Catholic education by being an active member in a parish community and by joining that to the school community and seeing them go hand in hand. Just speaking of partnerships, and this is a little bit self-serving, but you'll excuse me. One of my concerns on the task force was how Siena College, as an institution of higher education founded in a Franciscan and Catholic tradition, how can we be an active partner with the Diocese of Albany and assist in the covenant to educate? And I think we, along with other schools such as St. Rose, Maria College, looking even at the public colleges in the area, are interested in being a partner with the Diocese of Albany. How do you see some of the ways we might, as educators and on a higher education, assist you?
Sure, and that's the partnership piece with colleges was really exciting as we spoke on the task force. And we've had a great relationship with Siena over the years, had mentor programs with some of our students and various ways in which we partnered with Siena. But it struck me that, you know, the state education department is talking about pre-K through college, you know, pre-K through 20. Pre-K through 16 in colleges. And we have that opportunity to do that with the Catholic colleges, with Maria, with St. Rose, with Siena, right in our backyard. What we're hoping to do is connect with those colleges. One way is service. You know, the college students are going to be looking for service opportunities in our schools. And how can we connect those students with the schools and pre-student teaching, perhaps, student teaching? We have a wonderful relationship with student teachers in our buildings from the local colleges, and that's going to grow, I hope. When we look at technology in the online classes, you know, we have, as I said, we have great technology in our classes, but, you know, in design of websites, we're looking perhaps the colleges can help us, you know, help design websites and so on. So it's really open. A number of our schools have gotten into the college credit classes. We've partnered with the colleges, and so our students can get college credit by the time they graduate. You know, some as many as 16 or 20 hours by the time they graduate, which is a significant start on their college education. And I think we need to do more of that in terms of partnering with our colleges around coursework and volunteer opportunities. So I think we're just beginning to touch the surface. A lot needs to be done there, but I think there's a lot of opportunities.
I couldn't agree more. And from the vantage point sitting here at the college looking as to how we can assist, I think you've really named some of the key areas. The service dimension is one that continues to come up. And right now, I think many folks know of our at Siena very successful mentoring program we do have, which is recruiting actively now students at Blessed Sacrament and becoming more and more involved with Blessed Sacrament as a grammar school, a primary school here in the Albany area, to try and provide the benefit of matching up college students on a one-on-one type of relationship. But equally, as you mentioned, the technology, the opportunities, our student athletes regularly make themselves available for educational institutions all over the Capital Region, and to go forth and to meet students and to encourage them to play sports with them, and to not be shying away from saying, we need to be a role model. We need to set the bar and to say, this could be you someday in your life, you know, and to inspire young people. So I believe with you, there's a lot that we could do. And it also, again, somewhat self-serving, is a good conduit for us to drop our name in some young person's head to say, maybe I want to go there someday. And we're always interested in looking for the next class. So it's not too soon to, you know, be looking that way. So I on behalf of Sienna, I just, you know this personally from me, but it's good to put this out in the public. We are absolutely committed to this covenant to educate, and we'll do anything we can to assist the diocese in this great effort. Another area that I think it's good for folks to know and to take some pride in is that the Diocese of Albany has taken a real national leadership in dealing with this whole question of Catholic education. And certainly we don't want to name names, but there's been some real tragedies throughout our nation where perhaps people reacted to issues that they saw developing but seemed somewhat powerless to deal with, and they have watched as schools closed and parishes have disintegrated, and folks didn't seem to be with direction. Thankfully, that did not happen here in the Diocese of Albany. And because of that, then, there is this recognition on a national level, maybe we need to look to them. Are your colleagues around the nation been in contact with you about this?
You know, there's all kinds of, you know, as I said, I had the opportunity to be on several national committees, and I talk about what this is, our process and what we've done. And I think a lot of dioceses have strategic plans, and, you know, you can develop strategic plans in different ways. One of the things that we've done from the get-go is involve the community, and I think that's the unique feature that we have to offer that I've spoken about to my colleagues around the country, that get the business people, get the college people involved from the get-go, and that way you begin to have those partnerships that are really going to be key. So I think people are looking to Albany, New York, you know, the Diocese of Albany and what we've done for the planning, and time certainly will tell, but seeing how the implementation committee comes and seeing how the different things come to fruition will be certainly a testimony to the covenant to educate.
Well, that's great. And I'd like to thank you not only for this conversation, but for your leadership in taking on this task, which, again, a lot of folks would run from because it's a daunting task to try and bring together the amount of folks you have to address the complex issues you have and to keep your sense of humor in the midst of this, and a good sense of balance. And you've really worked well with all the constituencies. So you give hope to this whole process. And the covenant is really in good leadership hands. So, Sister Jane Herb, thank you so much for being part of this. I do know that this broadcast will be available on the diocese website. Is there a way people can get in touch with that?
Sure, www.faithinourfuture.net.
That's great. And they can find this information. Equally, this our broadcast will play regularly on our own internet radio station. That's WVCR.com, and that will be available for you to alert other people to come and to listen to this conversation, which, as a participant in the task force, I still found very informative and very, very helpful. Once again, I'd like to thank Sister Jane Herb, the Superintendent of Education for the Diocese of Albany. This is Father Kevin Mullen, the President of Siena College, thanking you for your time and inviting you to continue to listen to WVCR 88.3 The Saint.